Blog Talk Radio.
Darn it.
Welcome, welcome. Be There Magazine in the morning. This is a radio show to tell you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. We have a special guest this morning, Elaine. Are you on the air?
I'm here.
Fantastic. I want to thank you personally for coming on the talk show this morning. What you have is something so needed in the Washington metropolitan area. Tell us basically what you do and how you got started with this.
Okay. Well, actually, about 18 months ago, I attended an event. It was called CEO Space International, and it was a preview meeting. And the speaker at that event virtually was a gentleman by the name of Roberto Candelaria. And Roberto is an expert in corporate sponsorships. And I had an opportunity to ask him some questions and get some coaching from him. And I also, at a later date at another meeting that I went to, won his book. His book is called Relationships Raise Money, A Guide to Corporate Sponsorship. And as I started reading it, I said, I need this information. And I knew that Roberto taught classes. He has a three-day boot camp that he teaches, but I was not in a position to travel outside of my immediate area here in Metro D.C. to go take the course. So I knew I wanted to learn, and I thought, you know, there's a lot of other people probably like me who would benefit from this information and would want to learn what it's all about. And I thought, well, I'll just bring them here. Well, as again, life circumstances just didn't allow that to happen until late this spring. And I contacted Roberto, told him what I'd like to do, if he would come to the area and teach his work. And he said he would, and that he would do what he calls a one-day intensive. And everything started from there. So in June, we began the process of finding an appropriate location here in the area that would accommodate a good-sized crowd. And such ensued to where we are today. Then on Friday, September 13th, Roberto will be here doing his one-day intensive class. So we have a full day scheduled. With several options for people who would want to attend, would have some choices. And I'm just looking forward to everyone coming and learn from the best, because Roberto Candelaria is one of the best in the business. He's a recognized leader in the industry, teaching organizations profitability, growth, and long-term sustainability. And isn't that what everyone needs? Whether you're a solopreneur or if you're a major corporation or a nonprofit, you want sustainability, profitability, and growth. And this is one way that we can go about doing it, utilizing corporate sponsorship as a means of funding our cause, our missions, our careers.
Excellent. What you say is true. People need to sustain. They need profitability. It's so important to understand corporate sponsorship. Corporate sponsorship is a way to enhance your event, to enhance your business, and there is funds available. What is Roberto actually going to hone on, or what is his actual goal to get this information out? What is going to be the main focus of the event?
He's going to, as I said, this is an intensive, so from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, we were going to be on information and probably end up feel like overload. But first he's going to discuss what is sponsorship. He calls it Sponsorship 101. So we will know exactly what sponsorship is, have a clear definition of it, and as a basis to move to the next step, which is, why do sponsors need us? Why do corporations in this country need us? And it's interesting when you think about it, because we deal with sponsorships every day in our life. We're not really aware of it. And I'll give you an example in a couple of minutes. After he explains why sponsors need us, then he's going to tell us how to find sponsors and who to contact. So that's an important part of the process, because once we understand why a sponsor needs us, then we'll be more equipped, better equipped, to go find the appropriate sponsor. And, you know, if you're selling widgets, for example, or you have a widget company, and if you go after a sponsor that needs what's-its, then you don't have an alignment. And I know that's kind of a funny example, but there has to be an alignment between you and what you do, your values and your mission and your market niche. And that has to be in alignment with the corporate sponsor as well. So we're going to learn how to find out how to find sponsors and learn who to contact. And then we're going to find out and be taught how we can be a benefit. What are the benefits that we offer sponsors and how we deliver value? Because if we can't deliver value to the sponsor, then they have no need to be affiliated with us. It doesn't make any sense. Corporations, business owners, you and I, if we're smart, we're very judicious in how we spend our money. And therefore, there has to be an alignment several factors and relative to our business. And then finally, he's going to teach us how to create effective sponsorship proposals. So we've learned everything. We know why they need us. We know how to find them, who to contact. We know how to prepare our benefits so that the sponsor recognizes that we can deliver value and we are value to them. And now we're going to know how to create an effective sponsorship proposal. So hopefully, in the end, we will receive the funding from the sponsors that we are trying to attract. Now, I had mentioned that we deal with sponsorships every day and throughout the course of our lives. First thing is that comes to mind, and I think it's one of the easiest things to recognize, is through sports. Any young person or any adult who's coached Little League or Pop Warner football, or whether it be soccer, has dealt with sponsorship because the team needs uniforms or the team needs equipment. Now, in some cases, the parents may ante up the funds to buy what's necessary, but in many cases, there is a local business, Mom and Dad's ice cream shop, or ABC Hardware, or the local grocery store. There is some business owner that has been approached, and that business decided, yes, I will sponsor you. So sponsoring means they provide the funds for the uniforms. And you may even see the name of that business on the back of the uniform. Or you will certainly see a sign or something on the field where the young people play. That is a simple example of sponsorships and one that we deal with in our everyday lives. When we see the advertisement for races, the race for the cure for this, the race for the cure for that. There's many different races or various walk-a-thons. You will find that the organizations that are sponsoring or hosting the event will have sponsors. And it could be a lot of local ones, but it could be major national sponsors as well. So it's in our lives all the time, and anytime you see an event and you see logos on the event flyer, The logos represent sponsorships. Those are businesses who have provided funding or gifts and service to the event host in order to help move that project along. One of the easiest ones to recognize and is quite common would be for an area or local newspaper, mainly local ones, because they will advertise. So they will get that in the paper, will get their name, their brand, their logo on the flyers, and in turn will provide advertising in their paper. So there's many different ways sponsorships work. And honest to goodness, the sky's the limit. And the reason I say the sky's the limit is because Roberto told me that this year alone, Russell, there is $19.9 billion available in the United States and $54 billion globally. That's a lot of money to fund a lot of dreams.
That's a lot of money. We have a caller on the air. Caller 240-456. You're on the air with Elaine. Go ahead. Caller, you on the air. Go ahead. Ms. Bryant?
Hi there.
Yes, Russell. Hey, how you doing? I just kind of missed the show, but I understand about the money. I wanted to find out more about the money that's available locally and what type of criteria are they looking for.
Well, that's exactly what's going to be taught in the class, because every corporate sponsor is going to be different because of what their mission is, what their business function is, what their value system is, and when their market niche is. For example, if you've ever watched or you've seen, even if you've seen on the news, sports news, NASCAR, and all you'll see on the cars, there's STP and different logos on the vehicles. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Branding.
All right, the branding, exactly. NASCAR is pretty much solely dependent or heavily dependent on corporate sponsorships. Now, if a company is not in alignment, or let's say they don't believe in racing, okay, but, you know, because everyone has a different value system, then if they don't believe in racing, they're not going to be a NASCAR sponsor. They're going to sponsor something else. So to give you specifics right now to outline, I can't, because it varies from company to company. But what you're going to find out is in the class or in this one-day intensive, you're going to be able to vet out the different companies and learn how to find the sponsors that would be interested or in alignment with what you do business-wise or what your mission, your specific mission is that you're trying to accomplish. So it's going to vary from company to company. If you have something that is targeting women, and if the company has a product that is targeting men, then they may not see that as a proper alignment. But if your product is women and their product is women, well, now we may have something in the plus column. So Roberto is going to teach you these things. You're going to be there from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock in class, being well-educated. There's no way when you leave that your brain is not going to be different, because you will have absorbed and learned so much information. You're going to have a workbook that you'll be taking notes in throughout the course of the day, and you'll be leaving with a copy of Roberto's best-selling book called Relationships Raise Money, A Guide to Corporate Sponsorship. So those specific questions will be addressed within the class. I'm not the expert. I'm going to be learning this, too, right along with everyone else that's sitting in this class.
It's important that you hook up with people who know. This is why it's so important. This is why I have you on the show. Basically, there's thousands and thousands of businesses that need corporate sponsorship. You said two key things early in the program. What is corporate sponsorship and how do you obtain it? Most people want corporate sponsorship, have no idea how to obtain it. You just can't call a corporation up and say, sponsor me. It doesn't work like that. Somebody like Roberto, who knows it, who understands and has the key people to hook you up with and give you the ideas and how you're supposed to do it, that's worth the tea in China. Because basically you can go through a whole spill of time having businesses and say, how do these people get these corporate sponsors? Like you say, when you see the Race for Cure and you see somebody with 10, 15, 20 sponsors on there, how do they do that when you're trying to just get one or two sponsors? But all you may need is one. You don't need five or six in some cases, but the key is who you know, how to go about doing it, and hooking up with the right person. You, Elaine, are an exceptional individual because you already saw the vision, you've already met the individual, and now you're going to bring him personally to Washington, D.C. That is excellent, excellent. My job is to get the information out to as many people who I know can use that service. I know a lot of people, but the people that I know in some cases don't know how or what to do, or they're not connected to the right people. And that's why the caller online, this gentleman here, is an exceptional individual. He can understand corporate sponsorship, and his company can use that. That's why I want him to definitely get to know you and also get your number off the air. I want him to make sure that he's going to be there, but also I want you to talk more about the sponsorship and what it can actually do for a business. Tell me about sponsorship and what it can actually do for your business.
Here's an example. So let me just address some examples of clients that Roberto has, as well as helped his sponsorship teams, has led them to. He's secured sponsorship for companies such as American Airlines, Continental Airlines, BMW, Dell, Enterprise Rent-A-Cars, the Hilton Hotels, Southwest Airlines, State Farm Insurance, Wells Fargo, and Zappos, to name a few. Now, who in this country doesn't know at least one of those names? And those are major corporations. And he has been responsible for bringing sponsorships to individuals from these companies and teaching and leading teams to do the same thing. So we have someone who knows where how he speaks, and he learned it, as you say, trial by fire. He learned the hard way. And so he's tried and true in what he's able to teach us and bring to us. And that's what's so significant, and the fact that he is so willing to do this. He has a personal mission of wanting to teach at least 100,000 people how to do this, how to obtain corporate sponsorships by the year 2015. That's a huge vision and a huge goal. And every one of those people will benefit from that information. And our economy and our individuals will benefit as well, because as those funds come in, and we're able to do our work, then each of us as business owners are able to serve more and more people with what we do and do good works. And that's, to me, that's what it's all about, doing good works. So I'm excited, and I hope everyone else is excited. I've learned as I've been going through this process and helping to advertise to get enrollees, is that so many people don't understand what sponsorship is, but they experience it almost every day of their life in some form or fashion, just because because they're out and about. So that's the thing that's so interesting, is folks are really not sure, and as you pointed out, they don't know how to do it. And it's a process. It literally is a process, and you just have to learn the steps, and that's what Roberto is going to teach us. And no matter what line of work you're in, if you're an event planner, let's say you're an author and you want to go on a book tour, you might be able to get a sponsorship to enable you to do that. Or you're a speaker and you want to travel the country sharing your wisdom or your message, you might be able to get funding for that. You could be a networking group owner. Well, you want to learn how to do this because you want to be able to share the information with all the business owners that are part of your network, or you want to get sponsors for your network within your local or regional area. If you're an artist, a musician, a performer, and you want to go on tour, well, you might be able to get sponsorship for it as a business consultant and as a coach. You need to know this information because you're advising other clients, and you can let them know how they can continue to grow their business and expand what they do. If you are a development officer at a college or a nonprofit or a grant writer, you need to know this information. Nonprofits in particular would benefit from this because there is a difference between corporate sponsorship and fundraising. When you have a corporate sponsorship, you're getting that for a period of time, like we'll say a year or so. When you do fundraising, it's like the project's over, now you start again. And now you start again, depending on the results of that of each of those events. So with corporate sponsorship, it's an entirely different thing. If you're a community or a school group organizer, you need this because you need funding in order to have your activities go forth through the course of the year. Members of nonprofit organizations, along with directors, they should be present. If you're a for-profit business owner, you need to be present because you might be able to get funding for what you do. If you're an entrepreneur, a solo entrepreneur, if you're a small, medium, or large business owner, you need to be present because, number one, by attending this and understanding what sponsorship is, you can position yourself and your business to become a sponsor. You can start out in your local community, and as your business grows, then you can expand your ability to be a sponsor for other businesses, other entities, other causes. And so it's a two-sided thing. You're going to learn how to be able to get the information, but as a business owner, you're also going to learn how you can become a sponsor yourself in the future, which just keeps things going. And there's benefits to being a sponsor as well. You're getting all that recognition, all that branding within the market niche of the organization or individual that you're sponsoring, and that's huge. Just huge. Think about this, Russell. When you watch a sporting event, and the one that comes to my mind is golf. Everybody knows Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy and Mickelson, name after name after name. And what do you see? What do you see on them? They always wear a hat. Usually, always wear a hat, and it has a logo on it. And they have a shirt that has a logo on it. And then they have a towel that has a logo on it. That is specifically designed, that logo, because that corporation is sponsoring them. And then, for example, here locally, Congressional Golf Country Club, that's where Tiger holds his golf event. Who's his sponsor? AT&T. As a corporate sponsorship. So there's just so many ways it can be done, and so many people can benefit. And then in my opinion, anyone who's curious or anyone who likes to learn, come learn something new. Expand your mind. Attend this event. It's so incredibly affordable. Our general admission tickets, $147. This is what you get. It's your intensive training from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The class materials, that's your workbook. Roberto's book called Relationship Raise Money, A Guide to Corporate Sponsorship, a full lunch, and a book signing opportunity till 5 p.m., and then from 5 to 6:30, a networking reception with a cash bar so that you can mingle and get to know the other people, business people that are there, and look for ways to connect, look for ways to create strategic alliances and partnerships, or maybe you have something that you need and the expert that you need to do it is at that event. $147. That's a phenomenal price. Then we have two special offers. If you would like to rub elbows with Roberto, you can do so through the VIP lunch. With your VIP lunch, it's $297. You get everything that the general admission attendees do, but you're going to have private lunch with a very small group. It's a very small group. You'll be able to talk, ask questions. Roberto will be able to coach you and answer your questions. You'll have a photo shoot with Roberto and a gift bag. But if you want more, you can do the VIP dinner, and the VIP dinner gives you everything you get in the course of the day. You won't be eating lunch with him because that's reserved for the VIP lunch people, but you will have your lunch with everyone else in the group that day. You'll have the reception, and then at your private dinner with Roberto, again, a very small group, with the photo shoot, the gift bag, and you will be able to have a 1-minute, 30-second video feature on Business Resource TV, and that taping will occur between 5 and 7 p.m. the night of the event. That's $497. Now, you're in the industry, and so you know what the costs are to produce video and do programming. And there's no way in the world that this fee could even remotely cover that alone, not to mention everything else that folks are getting. So the opportunities are significant. You get to rub elbows and meet with Roberto, meet with other people, and have a chance to have a 1-minute, 30-second video featured on Business Resource TV for $497.
That is excellent. It's all about who you know, what you know, and where you hook up with people that do know. This event here is an event, if you're looking for corporate sponsorship, one corporate sponsorship would pay for that five times fold. It's about being in the room with the right people. For this gentleman to come all the way here to Washington, D.C., to share this information, not only is he going to cater to you because you're at the event, he will make sure that somehow you get hooked up with the right sponsor. That's what it's all about. I found out in life, it's not so much what you know, it's who you know and who's supporting you. That's why it's important to meet somebody like yourself. When I met you, I knew that you were connected. That's the big thing, connected. And now that you're having this event, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that people get the information, because information is power. And if you understand that, you understand everything. But what you're sharing here, and that's why it's going to play over and over again on Facebook, on Twitter, I'm going to share this link with as many business people and people who are in corporations themselves that want to have corporate sponsorship. I want them to know that the event exists, and that's what I'm going to be doing in the next amount of days between now and the 13th of September. Brian, do you have anything that you want to ask before we close out?
No, that's pretty much it. I got a clear understanding of what the concept is. I appreciate it.
Well, Brian, let me just say one thing. I want folks to understand that there will not be sponsors present at this event. You're not going to get direct hookups at that moment because there is a process. You have to create sponsorship proposals, and you have to know who it is would be the best resource for to sponsor your business. So you're going to walk away knowing how, and you're going to know for sure, yes, I want to do this, or no, this is not going to work for me. And then that's the beginning. You have all the knowledge. You have the know-how. Then you have to ante up the muscle to do the work. And that's, you know, that next step, it will be huge for a lot of people. Some people are not going to do it. They'll get lazy and they won't. And then other people will. But the fact of the matter is, when you leave out of this class, you're going to know how to do it. Now, one of the things we need to do, Russell, is let people know how do they enroll. So for anyone who wants to enroll or review the information that we've just shared on the air, they need to go to www.sponsorshipfunding.com, sponsorshipfunding.com. sponsorshipfunding.com. You go there and you'll have the information, and you click to go to the sign-in page, and then you click to go to the explanation where all of the ticket prices, and on each of the ticket prices there's a PayPal. You click to pay on the one that you want, and it'll take you straight to where you need to go in order to make your payment. So this is Friday, September 13th, from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. It'll be at the National Golf Club at St. Allen, 300 St. Andrews Drive in Fort Washington. And I look forward to having your listeners sign up and be present. And if any have any questions, they can reach me at 301-325-5532.
Give that number out one more time.
301-325-5532. Elaine Kibler.
Fantastic. This has been an excellent, excellent wealth of information. We're looking forward to disseminating this information over and over again until September 13th. It's so important that people know. There's so many things going on in Washington, D.C. It's who you know. There's different worlds. We have a world that people are used to, and there's a world that they're not used to. This is a world that a lot of people may not be privy to, but they need to get involved because that's what's happening now. You got to have the information. Without the information, where are you going to be or what you're going to do? But we missed this opportunity of corporate sponsorship. That can't be. There's so many things that's going on in Washington. I go out and cover many events, many affairs, and I go in some of these affairs and I see all these people and they say, how do they know about this? How was they there? Who gave that information? Why aren't certain other people here and said that they don't have the information? Here on Be There Magazine in the morning, networking and learning, you have the information. We'll see you tomorrow morning, same time, 10 o'clock. Be there. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one.
Now, Russ told me to say that the ticket sales are going to end at 11:59 on September 5th.
Anyway, you have some closing statements? You have anything to close out with?
I just wanted to say that ticket sales end on Thursday, September 5th. After that, people will have to just call in so that we can handle them. But we want to make sure that we drive the ticket sales between now and now and next Thursday. So, because that's when I have to put in head counts for on the next day, head counts for lunch. So they'll go hungry if they don't get paid by the 5th.
Okay, so it ends up on the 5th. The ticket sales end on the 5th, but they can still call you after the 5th and give
and
that number out
call.
Again.
301-325-5532.
Fantastic. We'll see you on September 13th. This is Be There Magazine in the morning.
Thank you so much, Russell. Money, 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 money